to operate that dozer though. He's a good dozer operator. That tractor runs all day long. He runs it longer than any man that works for Shelby County. I told the director, I said, this is a very valuable man. That dozer runs longer than any other dozer in the whole system. And his work isn't that important. He doesn't waste the weight. Cost the county more money than anybody else, but that's not my job to praise what he's doing. I work with him because I can get along with him better than anybody else. Everybody else, he had one man up there working with him who was a retired Medicare, and almost ran over the man in the dozer. Yeah, he was out there, you know, he saw some things that, because there are so many very interesting things that come into a landfill, people who don't want anything. They'll take the landfill. They want to make sure that it's it won't come back to them again. So they bury it. And a good many times, this watch man came out and said, my son isn't coming back home. I got a couple of watches here. And I told him, why? I said, well, if you don't mind, I'll take care of the phone. He said, sure, I'll be delighted. I said, if you can, if you want them. He had two pairs of sunshades. They were Polaroid type, so I have them to use. One in the truck, one in the car. And he gave me a steamer, which doesn't work. He gave me a shaver, which I don't use. But I mean, just, these were valuable things he gave me. Just a lot of things like that. Cameras, and people leaving. Sometimes even almost sets of dishes. Said, well, why haven't we put these things? Would you give them to somebody? I look them over, and sometimes they're very good. I've given old food to just people all around, because, I mean, my wife wanted me to bring them here anyway, so she's afraid of things that come from the landfill. I don't know, people just don't know. I said, well, okay. Everybody else says, oh,
could I ask her to turn that down just a little
bit?
Yeah.
Now, let's cut that out, will you?
It's picking it up more than it's picking you up.
Was that right?
Yeah. I think so. Anyway, I think that'll do it. Where is the landfill? Where is it located?
Shake Rag at Russell Bond Road. Where
I have really no idea.
No, I'm sure you don't. I didn't either. I was office manager for the county engineer when I saw it on the map. And I could tell you anywhere in Shelby County on the map, but I hadn't visited any of these places until I started getting around. Because when they gave me this assignment, then I had to find it, because I went out there with the directory.
When you live across the street, what was the house like over there?
It was a three-room shotgun house. Uh-huh. All the houses around here were same type house.
Could you describe the shotgun house?
Yes, room after room after room. It's just like this. Your front room, your middle room, and that's your kitchen. Everything you did, cook, eat, bathroom, everything else was the kitchen. That is, I mean, you know, that pays for you. Unless it was the bedroom, either one. Yeah, that's, but this is the way this was the arrangement. Bedroom, bedroom, kitchen. That was essentially what it was. Now, my grandmother's right here, it was a bedroom, bedroom, kitchen, same thing. And everybody else had the same thing, because she used that bedroom more or less as a kind of a living room, in fact, but it was still a bedroom. But she had living room, but there's a settee with chairs. The bed was over there. It was large enough. It was 15 by 15. It was large, as about as large as you could find a room around at that time.
What kind of heating did you have?
Oh, stove. Either wood or coal, because in my family we always used coal.